Live from downtown Bakersfield in California, it's In the Ring with Mike and Austin. Hey, hey, what's good tonight, everybody? This is Austin A.C. Cooper here with my main man, Mike West. Mike, what's good tonight?
We're having some technical difficulties getting this going, but hopefully now we're dialed in and we can talk some professional wrestling, because that's really the only reason why I'm here.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, technical difficulties, man, that's up to you. I'm not the anyways.
Well, I mean, you as the host.
I mean,
first
episode we're gonna do this, right? I mean, you're gonna put me down the first 2 minutes, Mike, man. I don't know about this.
Can we just talk professional wrestling, please?
All right, man. All right, man. All right. So, some big news this week. You kind of got a little crazy this past week with the whole Shakedown, the Superstar Shakedown, switching up between the Raw crew and SmackDown. So, I mean, Michael, did you see this coming? Kind of, what was your feeling that was happening? And I mean, really, I mean, do you think this is going to be a good thing moving forward?
Well, you know, they announced it last week on the Raw after WrestleMania, which is typically the big reset for the year.
Right.
So we're getting this 2 weeks in, and it's such a big reset for both shows. Superstars moving back and forth. I wasn't quite sure what to expect going into Raw and SmackDown this week.
Yeah, I mean, pretty wild. So I'll just kind of run through the lineup of who switched over from. We'll start with the SmackDown over to the Raw. So we had the Apollo Crews, The Miz, Marcy, Dean Ambrose, Kurt Gamu, Bray Wyatt, Kalisto, Heath Slater, right? So that is a pretty heavy group, Mike. I mean, anybody stick out to you in particular that kind of is going to have the biggest impact switching over from SmackDown to Raw?
Well, I mean, the first move was actually announced before Monday Night Raw, and that was Apollo Crews. So when they announced that, I couldn't believe it. I was not expecting that whatsoever. And then when Raw started, John Cena's music actually played, but it was actually The Miz, you know, in his John Cena disguise or getup.
Yeah, man,
along
it kind of tripped you out, right?
Along with his wife Maryse, and then they hit the ring. I was really hoping that it was going to be John Cena that was coming to Monday Night Raw, because you know we haven't seen him on Raw in like 8 or 9 months. It's been a really long time. But you know, last you know it was The Miz. And then Ambrose comes out and interrupts him, which was a big surprise. We weren't expecting the Intercontinental Champion to come over to Monday Night Raw. So definitely Miz, Ambrose, those are really big names to head over. Later on, of course, you had Bray Wyatt also make the move over. And then Alexa Bliss, Mickey James. So those are probably the top names, I would say, coming from SmackDown over to Raw.
Yeah, so what are kind of your feelings on that? You think that's going to be a good career move for him as far as his chances is becoming champion again?
Of who? Of Ambrose or Wyatt or Miz? I listed a lot of names.
Yeah, you did. You listed a shit ton of names. I was referring specifically to Wyatt.
He was WWE champion just 2 weeks ago, and right. Now he's just kind of floating around.
Do you think they're unhappy with him, or what do you think? What do you think's going on?
I just don't think they trust him to carry a six month program with the championship belt.
Right.
I mean, and if you look back at his Mania record, he's lost to Cena, he's lost to Orton, he's lost to Undertaker. These are all older stars that are just getting the one up on Wyatt. I don't think they trust them completely.
Yeah, that's kind of the feeling I get. So we'll jump back into the Superstar Shakeup a little bit later when we talk about who made the move from SmackDown to Raw, or excuse me, Raw to SmackDown. But I think you know, that night, kind of what has kind of captured the headlines moving forward. There's been a ton of talk throughout the week since it happened, but I mean, that whole encounter with Roman Reigns, right? And Strowman.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what were your thoughts when that was happening?
You know, they were doing a backstage sit down interview with Michael Cole and Roman Reigns, and
right.
You know, me personally, I was expecting kind of the same as last week, really, you know, really short, really to the point. And then right when it started, Braun just destroyed him backstage. And
with that
really,
stretcher, man, like off that platform.
Yeah, well, you know, first he beat him down backstage, you know, slammed him on a pallet, and then, he went away, and then the EMTs came out and put him on a stretcher. We're going to, you know, take care of Roman, obviously do the attack. And then Braun came back, you know, grabbed Roman and then pushed him off of the loading dock. And I don't know if you've actually have ever been in an arena, and have seen the height on one of those loading docks. That's around 4 or 5 feet.
Jeez.
Yeah. 4 or 5 feet strapped to a stretcher. And, you know, he couldn't brace himself from that fall. So when that happened, I mean, I was shocked. I told my wife, you know, this is crossing the line. And then, you know, he gets put in the ambulance, and then Braun comes back, you know, again. And then
and he flips that fucking thing, man. It's just,
yeah. I didn't know it was humanly possible.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Well, that's why, you know, some people are, like you mentioned your wife, you know, you're pretty upset about this. Maybe they crossed the line.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, definitely. I mean, I can't imagine any fan was happy when they saw what happened to Roman Reigns on Monday night. That's not professional wrestling. You know, professional wrestling should be, you know, settled in the squared circle, not backstage or you know, on one's personal time. This was... yeah, I just I don't have a good feeling about this.
Yeah, I mean, neither. So the breaking news today, I don't know if you saw it yet, Mike. I mean, you probably did. Your Twitter's probably blown up with it. But, yeah, word came out earlier today. It's been a few hours since then, but that Reigns might have separated his shoulder. He may be out for a while. I mean, what's your thoughts on that?
I had not heard that. I don't have a lot of free time for social media or any of those platforms. So pretty much my only source of you know, finding out this stuff is on Monday and Tuesdays and Wednesdays, or if there's a pay-per-view on Sunday. Gosh, I didn't actually hear that. That's upsetting.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll see. I mean, time will tell. WWE hadn't said much about it. They did release a little statement, I believe, earlier, but not much details in that. No one knows how long he's going to be out, but it doesn't look too good. And that's kind of a sad, you know, sad thing to, you know, especially when they're maybe crossing the line.
Yeah. And Braun should definitely be reprimanded for this. Cause I mean, this is just not right. I'm not a fan of it.
Yeah, me neither. And I don't think many people are. Let's just move this forward. Let's talk about some of the matches that night. I mean, we saw a good one in the champion versus champion match. Owens and Ambrose and the guest appearance of Jericho. Walk me through that, Mike. Through that match, kind of your thoughts on it, and really what can we take away from it?
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, it was obviously a surprise going in because, you know, no one was expecting Dean Ambrose to show up on Monday Night Raw. And then for Kurt Angle, the commish, to give us the champion versus champion match in the main event, it was a delight, I must say. They went for about 15 minutes. I don't know if you – do you remember their feud from a year or two ago?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so, you know, pretty much along the same lines as that. Nothing too insane, nothing too crazy. Obviously, they didn't bust out the tables like they did at their Royal Rumble match in 2016. But, you know, a solid Raw main event. And Ambrose gets the big win on this. Jericho comes out afterwards, obviously still having issues with Kevin Owens, and gives him a code breaker to send us home for the night.
Nah, you gotta love that, man. You gotta love the code breaker.
hey, he got a code breaker. I drank it in, man.
There you go, man. Mike always with the good stuff. So what do you think? I think it's kind of interesting Seth Rollins is sticking on Raw. And kind of that whole move by Angle coming out and kind of endorsing him. Why?
Rollins was one of the names rumored to be moved over to SmackDown. He took care of Triple H and Mania. What was next for Rollins other than Samoa Joe, which we'll get to in a second. But it's just great seeing the number one draft pick from last year stay on the show. Kurt Angle gives him a big endorsement. I see big things ahead for Seth Rollins, especially if Roman Reigns is going to be out for a while from the sounds of things. Samoa Joe kind of interrupted that whole thing at the end, attacked Rollins. So I think we'll be seeing Seth Rollins and Samoa Joe. But I have a feeling Rollins is going to come out ahead on that one. What about you?
Yeah. Going back to kind of what you mentioned about, Reigns being out for, who knows how long at this point. I think that just speaks in good fortune for Seth Rollins to kind of step more into that spotlight. I feel like he kind of has the upper hand moving forward. Anyway, kind of something I picked up on, man. What is up with the new Day lately? I mean, this is 2 weeks in a row that they've been defeated. This time, yeah. I mean, Revival coming through again, right? So what is it that's giving them the edge?
Revival. Sorry, I was...
Hey, man, you all right over there?
I'm good. I'm sorry. I'm having some – I had a – I opened a beer and I'm having some chips while we do this, so I apologize.
You got some barbecue chips or what?
Yeah, the barbecue Lays, of course.
All right.
So the Revival made their big debut last week on the Raw after Mania. The crowd went wild and they took on the New Day in their open challenge. After the match, they assaulted Kofi Kingston, and come to find out, they actually broke Kofi's ankle. And so this week was kind of a follow-up to that, and the Revival again dominate the New Day. Probably the move of the night was the ending, of course, when they went for their finisher, and they got Xavier Woods off the top rope. And it looked nasty. Xavier looked like he may have injured his neck. So if he's going to be out also, the Revival have taken out two members of the New Day. After Raw, obviously on Monday, I was thinking, what's going to be next for them. But, we find out a little bit more on SmackDown, so I don't want to give away too much.
Yeah, and I don't mind. We can jump around if that's going to fit you too. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, I'm kind of getting anxious over here moving forward to SmackDown because there's so much that happened on Monday night.
You could probably just finish a couple more. There's not that many more matches on Raw, so maybe
I just get a little excited, So back to the injuries, that Kofi injury is actually pretty serious. I mean, he had bones break off. And orthoscopic surgery and all.
Well, I don't know if he had surgery. I think it just heals naturally. But yeah, I get your point.
No, man. I mean, either way. I mean, it's a pretty serious injury. So let's just hit these few matches. We'll kind of bounce through these pretty quick. But what's your thoughts on the Baylor Mahal fight that went down?
It was very short. Obviously, the point of it was to get to Bray Wyatt, introduce him over to the brand. But come to find out, actually, Jinder knocked Finn Balor out during that match with an elbow. And it looks like Finn had a concussion. So Finn is having terrible luck on the main roster. He's only been on really for about 6 weeks total. And he's been injured seriously twice. I just hope, you know, Vince McMahon or the higher ups don't you know, consider Finn injury prone, because he's a very talented wrestler and he can really help out. But
absolutely. You know, and for those of you who haven't seen that video of him being knocked out during that, it's up on our website now. You can check it out. You know, some other analysis, but this video, it's pretty intense. We got it slowed down. You can actually see the contact, and I mean, it looks pretty serious.
Sorry to interrupt, but what's the website? I didn't know we actually had a website.
So the website is intheringpodcast.com.
I didn't know we were going to do a website. Okay. Oh, yeah. So check that out on the website. AC?
Yeah, I'm still here. Just add a beer too, kind of choking whatever you were doing earlier. What about the Miz? I mean, misfortune again.
You know, the Sami Zayn obviously beats him. Not a way to start off your career on Monday Night Raw, I would say. But you know, Sami is talented.
He's a great wrestler.
Yeah, no. I mean, not obviously not a big surprise, but you don't want to start out your career on Monday Night Raw with a loss. So, not the best start to for the Miz and his wife Maryse.
Yeah, absolutely not. So it's unfortunate for them. What about this match with the Hardy Boys, Sheamus? Against they defeated Luke Gallows and Anderson and the Shining Stars. Cesar was also on the winning side of that. Pretty exciting fight. This is probably one of my favorite fights of the night. So what made it so entertaining? Kind of walk us through it, Mike.
Yeah, no, it was a great 8-man tag. Usually, when they get that many superstars in, something gets lost and they, don't give it enough time, but they went for about 8 to 10 minutes.
Right.
On Monday. And, a lot of hard hitting action. Obviously, coming out of that, you're getting the Hardys versus Sheamus and Cesaro at the Payback pay-per-view. I was not expecting that matchup, so I'm very excited for that. I think it has an opportunity to steal the show at the pay-per-view.
Yeah, me too. So coming up to that, man, I'm excited to kind of see how that progresses, because I think the way they're doing it right now, they're going to set it up really nicely for that event.
I hope so.
Yeah, me too. Absolutely. So that night too, Neville giving advice to TJ Perkins. That whole attack after that upset victory. So the Aries, what is up with this situation?
Yeah, they just came off the WrestleMania match with Neville and Aries. And Neville got the victory with a poke to the eye at Mania. So a little controversial, obviously not definitive. Obviously, Austin deserves a rematch due to that, which he did earn last week on 205 Live. So come tonight, Aries and TJ Perkins had a match. But before the match, Neville got a hold of TJ Perkins, so, kind of swooed in, played devil's advocate, and TJ kind of took the advice. And after Neville came out to interrupt the match between the two, TJ obviously gets the roll-up win and attacks Aries after the match, solidifying, I don't know if TJ is a disciple of Neville now or just kind of, going and doing his own thing, but TJ Perkins, I don't like him for what he did to Aries on Monday. You don't cheap shot someone from behind and expect the crowd to respect you.
Yeah, go on.
I'm a little upset about this, actually.
No, I think those emotions are real. I think you're processing something. I think that's how a lot of us felt that night. And that's how a lot of us have been processing this all week. It was just nasty. Like, it's just uncalled for, that whole thing.
And you know, I've never been a big fan of T.J. Perkins. He just comes across as pompous and arrogant.
But he
and,
is. I mean, it's not even. It's just he is.
And sorry to go off on a little rant on T.J. Perkins, but going back to last summer during the Cruiserweight Classic, when he defeated Kota Ibushi in the semifinals, I just sat there dumbfounded that this little guy who dabs when he comes to the ring. And yes, you can look that up on the internet. Dab. You know, he defeated maybe the top five wrestler in the world, not just in the United States. I'm not a fan of Perkins, and you know, his true colors seem to be coming to light.
Yeah, absolutely. It's unfortunate. I mean, the kid's talented. He's just, yeah, I know there's something just about him, and I think a lot of us feel that way, Mike, just kind of over T.J. Perkins right now. Not a fan. Let's wrap up Raw. I think one last match we obviously need to hit on. I mean, Charlotte Flair, like, it was kind of a nasty fight for her. She got pretty bumped up during this fight with Nia Jax. It was an exciting fight. I mean, I was really into it.
Yeah, no, it was an excellent match. Nia, you know, she's big and she's gonna put you away quick. So this match only lasted a couple minutes, but to defeat a four-time, you know, women's champion is an incredible mark for Nia. So I see big things for her coming forward on Monday Night Raw. Obviously, a huge loss for Charlotte. You know, just a month ago, she was women's champion. But you know, we'll talk a little bit about Charlotte coming up in just a minute or so, I believe.
Yeah, absolutely, because she was a part of that shakedown that happened later. So,
AC is the superstar shakeup is the correct word.
I apologize, man. I get a little hyped over here. It's a little too fast. So. But I don't want to move away from Raw quite yet. Before we jump away, give me, Mike, a match of the night. What was the moment of the night? Tell me what made this Raw, or sorry, yeah, what made this Raw, you know, so memorable for you?
You know, I think for everyone, it's obviously the Braun Strowman attack on Roman Reigns backstage. Obviously not a fan of it, but it was monumental. No one has gotten to Roman Reigns yet until Monday night where Braun destroyed him backstage. So the big moment for Braun, big moment for Roman. I'm very,
but again, maybe too far though. Again, you know,
oh
maybe
yeah. I mean, definitely very far. I don't think Roman's not going to quit. Roman's not done. He's going to be back, but you know, there's maybe a chink in his armor. You know, no one's really hit him yet, but this might have been it. We'll see how he bounces back. I have a feeling Roman is going to end up on top on this one, but I mean, we'll see.
It's just
going to
take a while, but yeah, I think you're right. It's just going to take some time. Absolutely. So stepping away from Raw, kind of moving, let's move forward. Let's talk about the Superstar Shakeup during SmackDown. Personally, for me, I'll just, before I turn it over to you, I'll just kind of run through the lineup change. So Kevin Owens is moving, Sami Zayn, the Shining Stars, Jinder's going, Snuka's going, Charlotte, Sin Cara, Rusev, Lana, and the New Day all making the switch from Raw to SmackDown. Some pretty big names there. Do you think this is kind of a slap in the face on the New Day? I mean, they get defeated twice or 2 weeks in a row, and now they're moving from Raw to SmackDown. What's going on with them, frankly?
I just don't think they've kind of worn their welcome out on Raw, I would say. They've been doing the same thing for a couple of years now, and you know, it's fun. I love to, you know, when they come out and, you know, the song starts and Big E does the, you know, the big intro. I mean, I'm off the couch. I'm dancing around with them, but, you know, maybe, maybe the main demographic of Monday Night Raw isn't doing it. That could be the only thing I could come up with. I mean, obviously they are top tier talent. So you know, it's disappointing they're not going to be on Mondays, but I get to watch them on Tuesdays now.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. What was your favorite match of the night?
Match of the night for SmackDown. I think the main event was probably the best one with AJ, Sammy, and Baron. You know, they went for about 15, 16 minutes.
Yeah, pretty long match.
Yeah, definitely. Very good match.
I mean, very good. I mean, it was something on the line, too. I mean,
number one contendership to the new SmackDown United States champion, Kevin Owens, who made the transfer over from Raw. A lot on the line for this one. But, you know, AJ Styles is he lives up to his name. He is the phenomenal one. He is the best wrestler in the company. Obviously well-deserved. So not only is he the number one contender for the United States championship, he also has a WWE championship rematch that is due to him. So we might see AJ Styles pretty soon with both the WWE championship and the United States championship.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what a position for him. I mean, yeah, like you said, I mean, as talented as anybody in the company. I mean,
this
is really, I mean, he really deserves this shot. I mean, what, just kind of jumping around. I mean, that Orton Rowan fight. I mean, it was all right, but I mean, maybe not my favorite fight of the night. But I mean, you might feel a little bit different than me.
Yeah, no, it's Orton. Orton's WWE champion somehow. I don't know how in 2017 Randy Orton is WWE champion, but he is. He defeated Wyatt at Mania. And now he's fighting, you know, Wyatt's old colleague, Eric Rowan, and Wyatt shows up in a video package on SmackDown, even though he's a Raw superstar. They're having a House of Horrors match at WWE Payback. I need that feud to end. I'm just tired of it, to be honest with you. They need to get AJ his rematch and he needs to win that belt back because, you know, Orton needs to, he doesn't need that belt.
Yeah. And I mean, yeah, you're exactly right. Do you think AJ is going to get a shot for that? Or you think that's,
he's going to get a shot. It's just a matter of when. Yeah. I mean,
so what,
we're
do, you
obviously
think?
Not
what
gonna...
do you think?
So this pay-per-view is going till April. I mean, it's not going to be till May or June. It might be SummerSlam for all we know.
All right. Well, I mean, there's so many other exciting things happening right now. I'll be all right till then. I mean, there's so many things that are happening. I was really in to Mahal. You get to see him two nights in a row. But again, I mean, on the losing end, I mean, back-to-back matches. What's going on with them?
With Jinder?
Yeah,
he's, he's ripped right now, so he's in the best shape of his life. A lot of rumors that he's on the HGH. I hope it's not true. Obviously, for his health, it could be detrimental. But, he got into it again tonight with Gronkowski.
Oh, I love seeing Gronk there, man. Oh,
well, that makes one of us. I'm not a big fan of Gronk. He should, stick to his profession and play football and not show up, at WrestleMania or on SmackDown.
I mean, the guy's an entertainer, though. You can afford him that. The guy is an entertainer.
Well, I don't know. Not the kind of entertainment that I like to watch on Tuesday nights from 8 to 10 on the USA Network, but. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you could consider him entertainment. He
got viewership that night. I mean, people tuned in to see what Gronk was up to. I think that's a good move.
No, people look at his his clips on the internet.
Oh
Is he? Sorry.
I mean, but it was disrespectful. I mean, Gronk coming in, throwing the beer in the face. I mean, the ultimate bro.
Am I still connected? AC?
Yeah, I'm still here. You there? Hey, Mike, you still
there? Yeah, I'm here. Sorry. I'm actually drinking an Elysian Space Dust double IPA. Sorry to cut, change topics for a second, but it's a double IPA.
Is that a plug? Are they sponsoring?
No, I just really like the beer. It's from Seattle, Washington, and it's an excellent beer. But I tell you, with these long necks, when you're trying to do a podcast, sometimes you drink a little too much, and you know, you can't finish your opinion on Gronk.
You're losing it, man.
Sorry,
man. You're really losing it.
And I know I'm good. Sorry, let me finish on Gronk. You know, I don't know what kind of viewership he's bringing to the product, other than, you know, watching an ESPN clip the following morning. I know he's friends with Mojo, it's just not my cup of tea.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think you're right. I don't think... Yeah, and I don't know. There's something fun about him, but I think the general opinion is what you're saying. A lot of people, just don't think there's a place for Gronk. And hell, I mean, we spent way too much time on him tonight. So this Nakamura Dolph Ziggler fight. I mean, they faced off. I mean, not the most exciting match, but I'm actually one of the things I'm most excited about SmackDown this week is to finally see Nakamura, really, really shining on that stage. Outside of that, I mean, the rest of the show is just kind of a normal show. I'm over the Orton Wyatt stuff, but what are your thoughts on Nakamura? I mean, even though it wasn't the greatest fight, I'm still excited for him. I think this is actually a really good move for him.
Yeah, you know, it was Nakamura's first chance to really, talk to the WWE Universe and actually confront a superstar. Last week he just kind of interrupted the Miz. It's exciting to see this superstar worldwide renowned and be able to do his thing, and I think it was a great first debut for Nakamura.
Ziggler was kind of on the tail end of his career, so this is a big moment for both of these guys. Yeah, it's almost like a send-off for him. And I think it's the right choice. Like you said, he's later on in his career. Like, a big name, but maybe he doesn't quite have it yet. And so it was a good opportunity for Nakamura. I think they set it up well. I think he handled it well. And really excited to see him on SmackDown. Another fight that night, I mean, Dillinger just had his way with English. Like, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, you know, this was Aiden English's first match on his own. Ty Dillinger's second week on the show. I think they're really giving Ty Dillinger a lot of
Yeah, that'd be exciting. I'd love to see him. And play for that U.S. championship belt. I think he's deserving of it. And, just really, really excited for him and that opportunity. What they kind of took away, I mean, we've already talked about Mahal quite a bit, obviously when we're chatting about Gronkowski as well, but he got a pretty big promo, and he looks motivated, and I think you alluded to this a little bit earlier in the episode, but kind of exciting, seeing him more in the spotlight, more motivated, and getting some good time.
Absolutely. Talking smack is probably my favorite part of the week for wrestling.
Just because it's a half hour of the, you know, the wrestlers getting a chance to show their personality. And Mahal has, I can't recall a time when he had a major promo. But they gave him around 5 minutes.
It was phenomenal.
Talking to Shane and Renee and Renee Bryan. He's very motivated.
And he's a bad guy.
I don't like bad guys.
I'm excited to see where things go for Jinder.
Yeah, it'll be interesting in the weeks moving forward to really see what's happening with him. So, yeah, really looking forward to that. Also, in that Talking Smack segment, I mean, man, Owens had a mouthful that night, but not in the way you'd expect. I mean, he was very passive aggressive that night with his comments to you know, Renee, Daniel Bryan, and Shane McMahon. It's just really interesting approach, you know. So I don't know what you took.
Yeah, he's he came across very disrespectful to Shane and Renee. I know he has a history with Renee, and you know, just kind of putting her down, it's not something I like. Obviously, with women's rights right now. But he's an interesting replacement for SmackDown. Miz is kind of the fuse and the firecracker. So with him getting transferred over to Raw, I think Kevin Owens is a combustible replacement for Miz.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really appreciate his approach. You know, compared to the Miz, I think you're right. I think there's a void. And I think he's a good one to fill. I'm excited to see what Owens has to say moving forward. Just a couple last things, Mike, before we wrap it up. But before we step away from SmackDown and talking smack, but hit me with your favorite thing that happened that night.
I would say the main event, AJ Styles becoming the number one contender for the United States Championship was my favorite part of the night. How about yours?
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you. I mean, your whole breakdown of AJ, I mean, you're right, he's the best. And seeing him in the main event that night, I mean, I absolutely love that. Maybe my favorite moment of the night, though, is Kevin Owens talking smack. I thought that was such a great segment away from, you know, the actual matches. So
overall,
great night. I mean, it was good, but yeah, it was great. So 205 Live, we had an event there this past week. I don't know how many of you caught it, but it was actually, I mean, really exciting. Mustafa Ali, you know, defeated the Brian Kendrick. Yeah, a little help from Tozawa, a little distraction there, and I mean, overall, like, yeah, solid fight, you know, starting out the 205 Live.
Cool, quite impressive. Mustafa Ali is really stepping it up these past couple of weeks. He's starting to get a lot of attention. He's very good in the ring. And he was kind of in there with 205 ring girl with the referee on Tuesday night with
Kendrick.
Right. The Brian Kendrick and Tozawa feud kind of continued on tonight. They've been going at it for about 2 months. And I don't see an end in sight. I have to be honest. I love it. This is a great feud. Tozawa's coming from Japan. This is his first kind of main roster. And no one better than the Brian Kendrick. Very exciting stuff on 205.
Yeah. It's one of the best feuds I've seen in a while. I think you're right. I mean, man. Brian Kendrick's a phenomenal. I mean, he the mouth on that guy, man. So yeah, I mean, really exciting time in the 205. Another good one that night, man. Johnny Ocean, just not having luck. He got defeated that night. Rich Swann made quick work of him. But pretty interesting match.
Yeah, I had actually never seen Johnny Ocean wrestle before. I don't think. When he showed up tonight, I was kind of curious who this actually was.
Rich is kind of the main 205 Live.
He made short work of Johnny Ocean.
Yeah, I mean it was quick to the point. Yeah, I mean Johnny Ocean didn't have a chance walking in that night. I mean not a shot in hell. And so yeah, I mean Swan, like you said, main guy. He just took advantage of it that night and made quick work of it. And then Alicia Fox and Noam Dar coming out, man, at the end of that to confront Rich. But man, he had a little trick up his sleeve, huh?
Yeah, this has been going on for a while now with Alicia getting gifts, kind of from mysterious couriers. And Noam kind of takes credit every time this happens. A couple weeks ago, Rich revealed that Noam came out to credit for the present, and then Alicia comes out with a gift. Noam obviously takes credit immediately for the gift, saying that it was from him. Grabs it, gives it to Alicia. She opens it up, and the powder comes out of the package.
Gets her right in the face.
I mean, what has she got to be thinking in that moment?
She doesn't know who to trust. Noam's taking credit for that package, and the package is blowing up in her face. She's got to be mad at Noam.
She can't trust him.
But then it was the package. So I'm not quite sure where they're going with this. Hope Noam and Alicia can get this figured out. Work on the relationship. Try to build towards maybe possibly marriage. But I'm not a big fan of Rich in their relationship.
Yeah. So I mean, what's in it for him? I mean, why?
Well, I
feel like we're all kind of
put it bluntly. I'll put it bluntly. He's trying to get some.
All right. Go on.
That's it. He's trying to get some.
All right.
Is that
going back to your old buddy?
It's kind of funny, but it's true. He's just trying to get some.
No, I get it. If I know what you mean.
He's trying to get some. Okay.
Anyways,
your audio cut out. Yeah, your audio cut out. I didn't catch that. What was that?
No, I was just moving on. Your boy TJ Perkins back.
Yeah.
With the 205. We already know how you feel about him. I get it. We all feel. And then he gets a win. He gets a win against Jack Gallagher. I can't see you being happy about that.
Yeah, he was taking on Jack Gallagher, which is not another favorite wrestler of mine. I did not care for Jack Gallagher or TJ Perkins. So I have to be honest, I just kind of started playing the new Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild on the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, how is it?
Oh, it's a really excellent game. It was much better than watching these two for 25 minutes.
I cannot believe they let it go 25 minutes.
Yeah, that was
So it was kind of a disappointing move. Just kind of let down. Again, TJ Perkins, man. I don't get him. I think I already know where you're going to go with this, but I mean, tell me best part of the night.
Best part of the night for me was the Mustafa Ali versus Brian Kendrick match.
I have to be honest.
I will never give TJ Perkins a match or moment of the night. I just do not care for him whatsoever.
No, that guy's yeah. Anyways, he almost ruined my night. I'll just say it. Him getting that much screen time, I mean, he just ruined the night.
He's just lame.
If I had money, I would have bought a swag. I would be playing Zelda, but anyways, the Zelda's NXT. No, I know Zelda's good. I played, you know, Ocarina of Time. I get it.
No, this is a lot better than that, actually. But I'm not trying to do a video game show. I want to do a wrestling podcast. So if you could stick to the topic,
I'd
really
appreciate it. This is AC you're talking to. I get it. Tell me about the new intro song. I'm not a fan.
You're not a fan? Wow. Yeah.
Get it out of here. I'm not into it.
Yeah. Were you a big fan of the first Coheed and Cambria song? That was the NXT theme song.
Yeah, no, not really.
So what do you want for the intro for NXT? Because the Coheed and Cambria was kind of the standard, and then everything since
then
has
everything
been
since
kind of a step down.
Kind of a step down.
So if you didn't like the Coheed and
Cambria
song, what would you like to...
I did just something a little bit tougher, you know?
Do you want a Story of the Year song? Or?
No, I got a great Hawthorne Heights. Ohio is for Lovers. It's a great song. Have you heard it?
That doesn't go with wrestling. It's a great song, but it doesn't go with wrestling.
No, that could open up that show.
Well, let me. I'm gonna YouTube that tonight, and I'll give you. I'll respond to that next week.
All right. Well, I'll put it up on the website.
Hold on.
I'll vote on it.
Yeah, put a poll up for that one.
Hawthorne Heights. I'll put a poll out, and then we'll see who the asshole is. Okay, because that's a great song.
You don't have to cut. Yeah, we can just do a poll.
Yeah, I think the poll's the smart thing to do. Like, that's what a smart person would do. So anyways, I mean, you just don't get it, but walk me through this match with Black Mask. I mean, Corey Hollis with Black Mask, both of them getting defeated. Kind of Aleister Black kind of coming out. I did kind of interesting.
This was a destruction. I mean, he kicked him so hard. I don't think we'll ever see Corey ever again. He kicked his head off.
His head off.
And it was,
yeah.
That was it. It was just the kick. It was a 20-second match, 30-second match. There's one kick, and that was the match.
Aleister Black,
impressive.
What do you think is next for him?
I think he's probably just going to work his way through the NXT lineup. It might take a year or so. In a year or so, this guy could be competing for the NXT championship. Definitely.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
Absolutely. A few guys I'm not so certain are in the same place. Dylan Miley and Michael Blaze, man. They did not look good in the ring during their match tonight with Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa. So walk me through. I mean, what is going on with those guys? Because, I mean, it wasn't as quick as the Aleister Black match, but, I mean, same result. They're just not looking good.
Yeah, you know, DIY is coming off of the big loss at the NXT TakeOver Orlando against the Office of Pain and the Revival. So they're still on NXT. They need to call up to the main roster. And now they're competing against two jokers, I would say. I've never even heard of these guys up until
last night.
Obviously, standard DIY match. Or DIY. Standard
DIY
match. Other than that, you know, it's pretty standard. NXT television is
very
it follows a pattern
every week.
And you're getting five to ten minute matches, and it's just not exciting. I'm not a fan of the NXT program right now. So this is pretty standard NXT tag match. If you've seen one, you've seen them all.
Yeah, you're right. And I don't know. I think it's a little better than what you're leading on to, but I see your angle. I mean, so it's just another tag team match. But one thing that wasn't just ordinary match, and this girl's no ordinary girl with a name like this. I mean, Ruby Riott really coming through, defeating Kimberly Frankly. Good for her, you know. Happy for her, you know, new up and coming with just an awesome name.
Yeah, you know, these girls aren't visually appealing, but they put on good matches.
Yeah, and for me, I mean, I'm really into the match. You're right. They give a great show. I think they got some real future. What's going on with Drew McIntyre? I mean, it's his in-ring debut, and I mean, he had a hell of a fight. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, big moment for Drew. You know, he was on the main roster. He was the chosen one. He gets moved over to three-man band with Keith Slater and Jinder Mahal. And then Jinder and Drew get released from the company. They get fired. And, you know, a couple years ago. Usually when you get fired from WWE, you do not make your way back. Drew McIntyre, or as he went on the independent, Drew Groundaway, he really impressed the world.
And
he's back on NXT now.
And he's
the next big thing. I got ready to get him.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I'm going to interject here. I mean, I'll just say real quick before we jump away from the NXT event, but a big farewell to Nakamura. We've already hit on him tonight. You know, really excited for seeing him off and what's moving forward. I think that was kind of one of the biggest takeaways from the week. As of right now, we got a few callers on the line, so we're gonna patch them in real quick. First caller, I didn't even screen this. What's your name? You're on the line.
Hey, everyone. This is Israel. I'm out of Tennessee. How's everyone doing?
Good, Israel. How you doing tonight?
How's it going, Israel?
Oh, man, I'm good, man. I'm just been listening to you guys go on. And, you know, I heard you talking about New Day. And you know, I agree in the sense that I just feel like they – like,
Wait, hold on. Sorry. You got to pause your audio, man. We're getting a lot of feedback on you, bro.
Yeah, you should just be able to listen to it through your phone. So if you got a computer or radio going, I know a lot of people do that when they call in.
Israel.
All right. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you sound a lot better.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, what I wanted to say is that I feel they've been very repetitive. And I think that, I was tired of seeing them after day one. It's just the same gimmick. It's the same thing. It's just bright colors, dancing. And that's how I just kind of feel like the black wrestler. It's always the same type. You know, I'm ready to see something different. I think everyone's ready to see something different. You know, with a new day, I don't see any difference between them and Booker T and anyone that's ever came on that was been African American descent. It's just chains and gold and dreads and all the same things. You know, I'm ready for a different character.
Yeah. So before I send this over to you, Mike, because I know you got something to say about this, but you said your name was Israel, right?
Yes.
All right. Hey, Israel, like, what do you have in mind? What's the new character? What's going to make them different? Back
hey,
yourself. Like, what's your idea?
Hey, man, I'm maybe a black Undertaker. Undertaker is fun, you know, maybe something different along those lines. You know, maybe a black man coming. an actual, we are the nation type of thing, you know, it doesn't have to be so cookie cutter black.
That's really
Israel.
It's a really interesting insight, Israel. Mike, what are your thoughts on this? be a little sensitive. I'm
not going to be sensitive, but by any means, if he's going to put down the New Day, you know, they're one of my favorite acts on the program right now. But I'm sorry, Elm. I'm going to disagree with you, Israel. I mean, there's been a variety of African American or black, whatever you want to call them, type of superstars. I mean, you've got Ahmed Johnson, which was a huge part of the
mid '90s.
Which was not like anything that had been seen before. You also had Junkyard Dog. And that, lots of African American.
What exactly is your issue? Shad. You can't forget about Shad. JTG.
Yeah, no, JTG and Shad. You know, they were crime time. Obviously, they were thieves on the show, but in ring they were excellent.
And then, Adriel, that's got to offend you too, right? I mean, that's just play.
Absolutely, that's exactly what I'm talking about. You know. Crime time. You know, like if I'm gonna have children, I'm not gonna have them look up to, the color of people wrestling called crime.
What if they went with like a?
But they were thieves, so they were they were crime time because they stole stuff.
What if they went with like
a good enough job of portraying crime time with African Americans? I think that it's time for something different. I think it's. I mean, it's funny they're calling New Day, but I haven't seen anything new from them since day one. You know, so if they're going to be called New Day, then maybe every day their characters should change, or they should be. I don't know. You know, like something different. You know, I think that the actors really played why they got moved.
Yeah.
Well, let me throw this one, Israel. Let me throw this one to Idea. Just kind of brainstorming too. I asked that question. What would you go? What if WWE came out with like a Bill Cosby type like black guy?
I would appreciate that. I really would. You know, it sounds really funny, but I would like the educated gentleman. You know, the guy that comes teaches lessons and kicks some tail. You know.
Yeah, but his name was Ahmed Johnson, and he taught a lesson every time he came to that ring.
Ahmed Johnson. He was okay, but he wasn't a superstar. I wouldn't consider Ahmed Johnson a superstar. I consider him a talented wrestler.
You don't consider former Intercontinental Champion
Listen to what you just said. Intercontinental Champion. It's like playing on a basketball team, the B Squad.
Okay, so you want to talk about African American professional or world champion?
Hey, you know who's great? Abdul the Butcher.
Hey,
I don't think he was.
I don't think he was. I mean, maybe. I don't really see it though.
Get out! That dude is black. Get out.
Well, no, if anything, he was a mulatto, but I don't think he was black.
A Barack Obama, like a Barack Obama guy who comes in and he's well-dressed.
Well, Barack is not even black.
I mean, he's mixed, but, just something that's more tailored to, have an education.
Okay, what about Ron Simmons Farooq? He won the WCW championship back in the early 90s. Does he not count?
We're talking about what's funny is that we're penny pinching champions now who had maybe running a couple compared to people who held the belt for a year.
Okay. Well, we're gonna agree to disagree. I was just about the jumping guys. Or SmackDown now. So,
Israel, we appreciate you coming on. You sound like a real passionate brother. Just keep it up. We got any calls? Anybody else? I was thinking maybe we reach out to Brett Bradford, the insider, with the rumors and backstage news. I don't know if we have Brett on the line anymore. I think his call might have just dropped. So Brett, if you want to call back in, we'd love to have you. The number is 646-668-2676. That number has also been texted to you. So anybody else listening out there, feel free to call in. if we don't hear from him in the next few minutes, we'll just kind of wrap this up.
Do you just want to call Brett or?
Yeah, maybe we could do that. So let me set some things up. Mike, maybe walk through some maybe backstage news or something else that's kind of going on, or if you have any other feedback from that caller.
Do you have Brett's number? Because this is your friend. Do you have his number?
Yeah, I have his number.
All right, can you just call him? Because he was supposed to be on this thing, and this is your segment. This isn't my segment. I don't think we should be doing this segment, but this is your thing.
So yeah, so let me see what I can do. Let me get him on the line. I don't know if we're gonna be able to get him.
Do you not even know how to use the thing?
I thought I did. Dude, he was on the line.
It wasn't him. It must have been a fan or someone else wanting to discuss professional wrestling. It's not him. He's very undependable.
Yeah. Absolutely. So maybe we'll have to – maybe I'll get a hold of Brett later on, and if that's the case, before we publish this podcast available on iTunes.
No,
Slacker,
it's a live podcast. I'm not coming back on this podcast. So either do it now or not. It's on the left-hand side of that thing. I don't know why you can't figure it out.
Yeah, I don't know why either.
This is embarrassing.
This is embarrassing.
Can you call the guests or not?
I guess I can. I thought I could.
So we're just going to end the podcast like this?
Unless Brett is out there listening and wants to give us a call.
No, Brett's not listening, I'm sure, because he's very undependable.
Yeah. You know what? Brett's kind of an asshole anyways. I don't know if his insight would really help out. But hey, that is real caller from Jackson, Tennessee. I mean, you guys might disagree on certain things, but that is a sharp guy. Appreciate everybody who had a hand in this. In this podcast, first time on. Apologize I can't get a hold of Brett. I have no idea how to make an outbound call, apparently. So we'll get him on
to add a caller or call a guest or
no. It's just no.
This is how you're gonna end the show? You're not even gonna look at the format
that was
presented to us or
all right. Let me see if I can grab him on the phone. Some button magically just appeared on my thing that was not there earlier.
Is it there now?
Yep. So let me see if I can get Brett on the phone. I might be out on the town, but let's just make it a little more exciting.
Podcast is supposed to start 2 hours ago, so he's probably busy doing something else.
Yeah, so we're just gonna let him go. Appreciate you, Mike, joining me on this podcast tonight. I mean, your insight was valuable.
We're not gonna talk about next week predictions, or you don't have did you lose your format?
No, I was trying to stall, and I asked you to go over that so I could figure out how to call somebody, but you wouldn't talk, and so I couldn't figure it out.
Well, because that's the closing of the show. You don't do it before you get to the guest callers. That's the end.
Let me tell you something, Mike. Kind of messed up tonight, man. You're right. Okay. So anyways, thoughts and predictions. What do you think? Moving forward, what's it going to be next week?
I think Roman Reigns makes his triumphant return and gets some revenge on Braun Strowman.
Because
you can't do that to someone in
retaliation.
Retaliation.
Yeah, absolutely. And that retaliation will be sweet. And it's going to come. It's going to be, hopefully a little more tasteful. But I think that's going to be a big deal. One thing I'm really excited about moving forward, man, I'm excited to see what's in store for AJ. I think he's got a great future. He's probably the most exciting thing for me that happened in all these events this weekend. Any parting words or thoughts, Mike? Any shout outs you want to do before we hop off?
Yeah, if no one out there has seen the Okada versus Shibata match from the Sakura Genesis pay per view for New Japan last weekend, I definitely recommend checking that out. Shibata was actually hospitalized after that match for hematoma. It's a 5-star match. Definitely seek to reach out and watch out. Shibata and even Okada, they're in a class of their own. Nothing the American wrestling can compete with.
Yeah, I mean, midweek you sent over that clip, and
that headbutt was nasty.
That headbutt was real and it was nasty, man. And just thought like almost too much. But man, those guys, they have talent, and like you said, you're not gonna find better talent over here. I mean, those guys are really. They've really dialed it in over there. They're putting out
Sorry to talk about New Japan Pro Wrestling right now, but Shinsuke Nakamura, AJ Styles, they were all over there.
WWE, what they were doing, and they hired them immediately. The New Japan product right now is like five years ahead of WWE.
It's phenomenal right now.
Yeah, it really is something. Well, cool, Mike. Hey, I appreciate you checking it out. With me tonight, walking through these different events. We'll have you back next week for sure. You'll be our guest again.
No, I'm the co-host. What do you mean I'm the guest?
Yeah, co-host again with me, obviously, AC, who kind of leads this.
My name is in the title of the show. What do you mean again?
Yeah, dude, I misspoke. I get it.
A lot of mistakes on your end tonight. Maybe we can tighten things up for next week.
Yeah, things will get tighter. Just a lot tighter. In the meantime, check out the website, intheringpodcast.com. We're also on Twitter, Instagram, Inside the Ring Pod is our handle on both those. Come hang out there. Tell your friends to check us out. And then we'll also throw up kind of a little promotion for next week. We'll throw it out there. If anybody can stump Mike with some trivia,
pre-1987, I wouldn't even answer any of those questions. I don't even know anything before 1987. It's post-1987.
Well, I don't think that's what your text said, but I'll give you that. So we're talking post-1987, which is a great year. If you got some trivia since 1987, you can stump Mike, come on the show. We got a cool little prize for you. We'll send it out to you if you can stump him. In the meantime, be safe.
I went back and looked. It says from 1987 and on. That's what I texted
you
earlier.
You're
today.
Even more specific. I get it. Okay.
That's post. Have a good night. I'm done, man. I know.
Later.
I'm done. I gotta go.
Well, that was kind of abrupt, ladies and gentlemen out there. But really excited to have you guys with us. We'll see you next week. This is In the Ring with Mike and Austin, a weekly WWE Universe recap and analysis. Join us every Friday where podcast downloads are available. Have a good night. Man.